Coming up very shortly, a few seconds, we'll be back at 10:06 with a track from Buddy Guy's latest disc. And, of course, we have Blues for You till on 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. Stay tuned. Lots of good blues left coming your way.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius will be granted bail ahead of his trial on the charge of murdering his girlfriend. The BBC's Andrew Harding reported from the courthouse in Pretoria.
As the magistrate built up to his decision and it became clear that he was going to grant bail, Oscar Pistorius started to sob. His shoulders were moving. His father, sitting behind him, reached forward to touch him on the back. And then the announcement was made. Oscar Pistorius continued to sob, no sign of relief on his face, simply reliving, it seemed, the experiences of the last few days.
The BBC's Andrew Harding reporting from the courthouse in Pretoria, South Africa. Much of the Midwest is trying to recover from one of the heaviest snowfalls in recent drought-ridden years. Dan Verbeck from member station KCUR in Kansas City reports the city was paralyzed by more than a foot of snow.
Getting out the front door was hard enough, where 13 and a half inches were measured for the National Weather Service in the Kansas suburb of Overland Park. Driving is more manageable today after 35-car stack-ups were the norm, but driving west is a trial. Some 230 miles of Interstate 70 in central and western Kansas were closed. Here in Kansas City, bus service is creeping back. Kansas City International Airport has flights coming in again. None moved for most of yesterday. Now forecasters are looking at competing computer models of another snowstorm that may develop Sunday night into Monday. For NPR News, I'm Dan Verbeck in Kansas City.
The White House says President Obama has spoken with House and Senate Republican leaders in a new effort to avoid sequestration, automatic spending cuts that will take effect in 1 week without congressional action.
But I don't have any characterization of those phone calls.
And that's administration spokesman Jay Carney. Republicans have been holding fast against any new revenues, saying the expiration of Bush-era tax cuts is effectively a tax increase. Democrats say budget issues cannot be addressed without new revenues unless unacceptably deep cuts to the military and social programs are part of the process. New UN nuclear watchdog, the UN nuclear watchdog agency says that there is evidence Iran has installed more high-speed centrifuges that could be used to make nuclear material suitable for bombs. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev calls the data extremely troubling.
Iran is more close than ever before in having enough enriched uranium for a nuclear bomb.
The U.S. says if Iran is installing more advanced centrifuges, it is intensifying its problems with other nations. Iran insists its nuclear programs are for peaceful purposes only. But the U.N. agency says without engagement from Iran, it is unable to resolve international concerns. This is NPR News. The White House says dozens of U.S. military personnel have been deployed to Niger. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports President Obama notified Congress in a letter.
The president says the roughly 100 members of the U.S. military sent to Niger will have weapons for their own security. Otherwise, their mission will be one of sharing intelligence with French troops, once fighting Islamist militants in neighboring Mali. The deployment comes a month after the U.S. and Niger signed an agreement detailing legal protections for Americans operating in that African nation. In addition, the Pentagon is looking at the idea of putting unarmed spy drones in Niger to help with surveillance. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
NATO countries are considering how many troops to keep in Afghanistan after the main troop withdrawal next year. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says a statement regarding residual U.S. troop numbers attributed to a German official at a NATO meeting today is not accurate. There's been no official announcement regarding U.S. troop numbers in Afghanistan after next year. Officials in Oklahoma City say a medical helicopter crashed early today next to a nursing home and retirement community. Two people in the helicopter are dead. A third is critically hurt. Officials say none was a patient. The helicopter was reportedly on its way in clear weather to pick up a patient 70 miles away. Japanese investigators say they have identified the causes of fuel leaks and some other problems with Boeing 787 airplanes, but they say they're still investigating battery problems. The issues have prompted a worldwide grounding of the new high-tech planes that rely heavily on electronic controls. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, providing retirement options for a tomorrow that is wide open. Learn more at schwab.com/retirement.
It's 6 minutes after the hour, 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now, we're going to go back to March of 2010. Listen to a track from Buddy Guy's latest disc. It's called Live at Legends. It's a club in Chicago. Most of the tracks are recorded live at Legends, but this next one wasn't. This one is a studio number, Buddy Guy with Polka Dot Love.
I've seen them come and go, and they all get up and take their shot. They come from all over the world. And I take all of their shots. And when I get hit, people, oh, I know some stars. Oh, yes, all I see is polka dots.
will make that polka dot love.
She be home tomorrow night. She called me this morning, told me hound dog everything's all right. And she called me this morning, well, she called me on the phone. And she called me this morning, babe, well, she called me on the phone. Baby, don't you worry, ain't nothing going on wrong. Well, I felt so good, almost broke down and cried. Felt so good, boy, almost broke down and cried. My baby's coming home, this time and it ain't no right.
Recorded in Chicago back in 1971, that was Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers with My Baby's Coming Home. Real high-energy performer and quite a character, so they say. He was preceded by another Chicago blues artist, one-time Louisiana resident. We heard Buddy Guy from his new disc, Live at Legends. He did a number called Polka Dot Love. And the title sort of, some of the lyrics calling in the image of one of his signature Fender Stratocaster guitars. It's covered with polka dots. Buddy Guy from his latest disc. From his latest disc, we're going to turn now to John Nemeth. The latest disc is called Blues Live. Nemeth on blues harp and vocals with a cover of a Magic Sam tune here on KRVS. John Nemeth with She Belongs to Me.
I want to tell you a story about my girl. She's the sweetest thing I know in this whole wide world. The way that she walks,
as she walks on down the street. She can make a dumb man talk. She can make a blind man see. Don't sleep, and I'm glad, I'm so glad she belonged to me, yeah.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
You can call me crazy, tell me I'm a nut. Keep cutting them capers that you cut. Your slick capers gonna get you tricked someday. Your slick capers gonna trip you up someday. When I come home, find you sitting in your gown, head tangled up, and your shade pulled down. Your slick capers gonna get you tricked someday. Yeah. Your slick capers gonna trip you up someday. Thank you. I see when I come in my front door. There's ice on the table and a bottle of gin on the floor. Your slick capers gonna get you tricked someday. Your slick capers gonna trip you up someday. Better watch out, baby.
Robin Ford on guitar and vocals from his brand new disc, Bringing It Back Home. That, of course, was a number called Slick Capers Blues, Robin Ford. He was preceded by John Nemeth. We heard Nemeth on blues harp and vocals from his disc Blues Live. He did, again, a cover of the Magic Sam tune, She Belongs to Me. Nemeth really came to national fame playing for Anson Funderburg and the Rockets after Sam Myers left the group. And Nemeth has since gone out on his own and is obviously doing pretty well. He's had a number of really good recordings out. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to slide guitar master Roy Rogers and also one of the founders of the band The Doors, Ray Manzarek. We're going to listen to them from a disc called Translucent Blues. This one came out, I believe it was last year. Interesting effort, and actually 2011. Ray Manzarek and Roy Rogers with a number called Those Hits Just Keep On Coming.
What to say or what to do. She put a bullet through my heart, could have laid me out that day. Now it's early in the morning, but I'm thinking mighty clear. Book is done for me, you know, when it's time to leave you here. And those hits just keep on coming when it comes to loving you. I'm gonna find myself a woman that has the time to love me too. Love me too. Trying to read between the lines. We tried to love each other, but it faded with the time. And those hits just keep on coming, baby, when it comes to loving you. I'm gonna find myself a woman that has the time to love me. Love me too. Play it, Ray.
Bonnie Raitt, Bonnie from her disc Souls Alive that came out back in 2005, Love on One Condition. Before hearing Bonnie here on KRVS, we heard Ray Manzarek with Roy Rogers from the disc Translucent Blues. They did a number called Those Hits Just Keep On Coming. Roy Rogers had collaborated a bit with John Lee Hooker over the years, and in 1989 he produced a disc for John Lee Hooker. And he and Bonnie Raitt also participated on one track on that disc that would win all of them a Grammy. It was a reworking of a number that had been up to that time, now we're considering singles. It had been the best-selling single that John Lee Hooker had had, a number that had gotten him to number one on the R&B charts back in 1951. The number, of course, is I'm in the Mood.
Time's the right time to be the one you love. When night and night come, baby, you're so far away, baby. I'm in the mood, Lord, Lord, Lord. I'm in the mood, mood, mood. With you, baby, I don't want to be with no one else. I can't get my thrill, baby, on nothing. I be with you. Go night time. Oh, love to be with the one you love. I'm in the mood, baby.
Support comes from John Slaughter, photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com. Support comes from Restore Lafayette, located at 215 East Pinhook Road. Restore, hosting an electronics recycling day, Saturday, February 23rd, beginning at 10 a.m. Accepted items include computers, printers, TVs, cell phones, and more. Additional information at restorelafayette.org.
Thank you. baby. She's gone with the good. Someday I know I'll be open up, baby. Just like I know I should.
I'm free now, baby. I'm free from your spell.
B.B. King with special guest Tracy Chapman from the 1997 release Deuces Wild. The disc features B.B. King paired off with a number of other artists in different cases, Van Morrison, Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, Marty Stewart, the Rolling Stones, Joe Cocker, and others. And, of course, B.B. King with The Thrill Is Gone. A couple of months ago, we heard his first recording of that, or at least the one that really revived his career back in 1970. He got to number 3 on the R&B charts and number 15 on the pop charts with a rendition of that Roy Hawkins classic blues tune, B.B. King. Prior to hearing B.B. and Tracy, we heard John Lee Hooker along with Bonnie Raitt and also Roy Rogers, all three of them on guitars, from John Lee Hooker's disc The Healer that came out in 1989. We heard the three of them do I'm in the Mood, again a reworking of a tune that Hooker had had success with back in 1951. And his career was sort of on a flat plateau at the time, and this really revived a lot of interest in the music of John Lee Hooker. 1989, The Healer. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to venture back to 2003 and listen to a track from Eric Bibb's disc Natural Light, a tune written by Bibb from the point of view, it's interesting, it's from the point of view of Booker White, and it talks about Booker's cousin, B.B. King, back in the mid-1940s. B.B. King went up to Memphis and stayed for a while with his cousin, Booker White. Here is Eric Bibb with Tell Riley.
Baby, next time he comes to town, if he needs somewhere to lay his body down, tell Riley, baby, he's welcome to stay. Mark my words, he's gonna be big someday. I'm leaving Memphis. Old Booker's got to go. Mr. Melrose sent a telegram from Chicago. That's the man making records on me. Wants to make some more. Gonna sing my songs. till my throat gets sore. So tell Riley, baby, next time he comes to town, if he needs somewhere to lay his pallet down. Tell Riley, baby, Uncle Booker said he could stay. And mark my words, he'll be big king someday. And a fancy dress for you and I get back. Sure beats working on parchment farm. That's a natural fact. Lester Melrose fixed my parole, and I thank him with my heart and soul. I'm so glad to be a free man again. So tell Riley, baby, next time he comes to town, if he needs somewhere to stay, lay his body down. Tell Riley, baby, he's welcome to stay. And mark my words, mark my words. Mark my words, he's gonna be big someday.
If you ever down in Texas, baby, will you please stop in old San Antonio? If you ever down in Texas, will you please stop in old San Antonio? Because the women down there, ooh, sure know how to make a man feel at home. I want to be a home in Texas, baby, close to that southern line. Don't build me a home down in Texas, baby, close to the southern line, where I know I will be happy, ooh, with that sweet little love of mine. I've been to Houston, I've been to Dallas too. I left out of Beaumont, Texas, and I went to Wichita Falls, but I ain't never found no place in Texas, not to me like old San Antonio. Because the women down there, ooh, Lord, sure make a man feel at home. These women in these big towns don't mean a man no good. These women in these big towns don't mean a man no good. Now they were still a good Lord's robe, ooh, and they would wear it if they could.
Billy Boy Arnold on vocals with Eric Noden on guitar from a disc that came out last year entitled Billy Boy Arnold Sings Big Bill Brunzy. That was their rendition of the Big Bill tune San Antonio Blues. Before hearing Arnold and Noden, we heard Eric Bibb from the disc Natural Light. He did a number called Tell Riley, again an interesting tune sung from the point of view of Booker White about his cousin Riley B. King, B.B. King. Next year on the Blues Box, let's turn to Big Bill Brunzy, one of the great Chicago blues artists of the well, from the late 1920s on in well into the 1940s. In the mid-50s, he had gone over to Europe for a while to play blues for new audiences. Here he is recorded in Brussels back in 1955, Big Bill Brunzy with Texas Tornado.
Texas tornado, and she howls, howls just like the wind. My baby's a Texas tornado, and she howls just like the wind. Lord, she would blow the house down. Ooh, Lord, if I even asked her where she'd been. Her eyes flash just like lightning. Lord, and she thunders when she talks. Her eyes flash just like lightning, loud, and she thunders when she talks. Now, when she turns a man loose, ooh, Lord, the poor man can't hardly walk. She was born down by the sea, now, and she's all right with me. She was born in the mountain, now, way down by the sea. Out of class, she's a Texas tornado. Ooh, Lord, when she grabs a hold of me. She don't drink no whiskey. She don't drink no beer and wine. She don't even drink no whiskey, Lord, and she don't even drink no beer and wine. Lord, but when she smoked them local weeds, ooh, Lord, she very nearly lose her mind. Just like she's a honeybee.
just like she's a honeybee. Now, when she pops her finger, whoo, Lord, they all fall down on their knees.
One and one is two, mama. Two and two is four. You mess around, you pretty mama, you know we got to go, kind of. Baby, don't you wanna go back to the level light city, to sweet old Kokomo? Now four and one is five, mama. Five and one is six. You mess around, you pretty mama, you're going to get me tricked, crying on. Baby, don't you wanna go back to Level Light City, to sweet old Kokomo? Now six and one is seven, mama. Seven and one is eight. You mess around, you pretty mama, you're going to make me late, crying on. Baby, don't you wanna go back to the Level Light City, to sweet old Kokomo? If I told you, mama, when you first fell, I'm across my bed. You've been drinking your old bad whiskey and talking all out your head, crying on. Baby, don't you wanna go back to Level Light City, to sweet old Kokomo? I don't drink because I'm dry, mama. Don't drink because I'm blue. The reason I drank with you, mama, I can't get along with you, crying on. Baby, don't you wanna go back to the Level Light City, to sweet old Kokomo? Now eight and one is nine, mama. Nine and one is ten. You mess around, you pretty mama, I'm going to take you in, crying on. Baby, don't you wanna go back to Level Light City, to sweet old Kokomo? Now ten and one is 11, mama. 11 and one is 12. You mess around, you pretty mama, you gon' catch a lot of hell, crying on. Baby, don't you wanna go back to the Level Light City, to sweet old Kokomo?
From 1934, that was Kokomo Arnold with a number called the Original Kokomo Blues. They weren't. It wasn't actually the Original Kokomo Blues. The Original Kokomo Blues was recorded by Scrapper Blackwell, and I think it was 1927, but nevertheless, a very, very fine performance by Kokomo Arnold. He was originally from Florida. He moved to Chicago in 1929, not to make a career in music, but to bring his bootlegging operation there. He thought the market for his hooch would be better in Chicago, and while he was there, he recorded some great, great blues. Kokomo Arnold. He was preceded by Big Bill Brunzi, another great blues artist. Big Bill, originally from Chicago, after serving in the Army in World War I, he was a Pullman porter and ended up eventually in Chicago in the 20s. We heard Big Bill from 1955 doing a number called Texas Tornado. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to those of you out there who have kept us on the air with your annual contributions. Those of you who are not members, we hope you'll consider membership. You can find out how to support us at KRVS.